We will now open a work session on Senate Bill 106. Council.
Madam Chair, members of the Conference Committee, Senate Bill 106B comes to you from the Governor and the Attorney General's Elder Abuse Task Force. The bill, as amended in the House Judiciary Committee, makes changes to statutes regarding elder abuse and abuse of disabled persons. It includes firefighters and emergency medical technicians within the definition of public and private officials who have a mandatory recording duty to report abuse of elderly or disabled persons. It extends the definition of abuse for that same purpose and for restraining order purposes to include wrongful taking or appropriating of money or property and to exclude non-consenting sexual contact of elderly persons and persons with disabilities. It also specifies and cleans up the type of relief available under the restraining order to prevent abuse of elderly and disabled persons. Further amendment in the House that is the subject of the conference committee would require state agencies and registered sex offenders to notify long-term and residential care facilities of the sex offender's status, and it would permit the care facilities to deny admission or discharge or transfer registered sex offenders in certain circumstances. Section of the Be Engrossed bill is Section 13, and at the direction of the chair, I prepared, or asked LC to prepare an amendment that is before you that is the Dash B12 amendment that would revise only Section 13 of the bill. And what it would do, whereas the bill as written right now would apply let me make sure I say this right. Denial of admission and discharge or transfer provision would apply to anyone required to register as a sex offender under the Be Engrossed bill. The amendment would slightly limit the applicability of that section to individuals who are required to register as sex offenders who are on probation, parole, or post-prison supervision. It also puts some flesh on a section, a subsection in Section 13 that says that individual, if they're being transferred or discharged, must also meet the eligibility requirements established by rule through DHS. And the Be Engrossed version of the bill says no more about what those eligibility requirements must be. And this B12 amendment adds that the department, at a minimum, must seek to promulgate rules that identify individuals who present a risk of harm to another person within the facility. The last thing the B12 does is impose a sunset that repeals only Section 13 of the bill in January 2010.
So it's a four-year sunset.
Okay. Correct.
Okay, committee, this I requested this amendment to narrow the scope of coverage on the sex offender issue to be people who are more likely to pose a risk. We don't want to be including people who might have had to register as sex offenders because they might have committed statutory rape in their late teens, and then 45 years later they find they can't get long-term care because of that situation. So this is this amendment, I feel, accomplishes that. Senator Barr, why don't you make a motion, then we can...
Madam Chair, I move adoption of the Dash B12 amendments to Senate Bill 106.
Senator Beyer has moved adoption of the Dash B12 amendment to Senate Bill 106. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I would move the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 14th and that the bill be further amended and repassed.
Senator Beyer has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 14th and that the bill be further amended and repassed. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Wow, that was great. This conference committee is adjourned.
If Joe wouldn't have taken so long, we might have been close to the record.
The one we did was...